Songwriter Lee Hazlewood died last week. He was 78. Hazlewood was best known for writing and producing this 1966 hit by Nancy Sinatra.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hazlewood made a string of hits with Nancy Sinatra, including Sugartown, Jackson, and Something Stupid that she sang with her father, Frank. Hazlewood was also instrumental in creating one of the basic building blocks of rock and roll, Duane Eddy's guitar twang. We called musician and producer Ben Vaughn, whose music draws heavily on American roots music from the 50s and 60s. He's part of the cult following which developed for Lee Hazlewood's music. Vaughn told Fresh Air's Amy Sallet about Hazlewood's early work with Duane Eddy.
If Lee Hazlewood died in 1959, his obit would read, "The man who put Duane Eddy's guitar amp in a grain barrel." That may sound like a weird obit, but it was a very important sonic experiment that he did at that time that was very successful. He was a DJ in Phoenix, Arizona, and he started recording people there as a record producer. And Duane Eddy, he convinced Duane Eddy to play only the low strings of his guitar, and he put his guitar amplifier inside of a grain barrel to get a reverb sound that only he heard in his head. And that sound, of course, gave Duane Eddy over 30 top 10 hits. And he co-wrote all of those tunes.
So you think it was more Lee Hazlewood who heard that sound in his head that he tried to recreate more so than Duane Eddy?
Oh, yeah. Duane Eddy was like, I believe, like a 17-year-old kid at the time who was just wanting to be around the studio. And Lee Hazlewood was an older guy who had already been a DJ in town, served in the Korean War. You know, he was a man older than most of the people he worked with. And Phil Spector actually followed Lee Hazlewood around and took some tips from him.
I know that you are a really big fan of his music. Can you tell us why? What is it about his producing and songs that struck you?
Well, what was great about Lee Hazlewood is he was a guy who started out in the 50s in the rock and roll business when it was brand new and had hits with Duane Eddy and then moved into the 60s. And by the time the mid-60s came around, music was becoming more enlightened with Dylan and the Beatles. And Lee Hazlewood also grew as an artist, and what he did at that time was phenomenal. It wasn't really recognized by fans of Dylan or the Beatles as being legitimate, almost novelty music to a lot of people, but if you listen close to the arrangements and the atmosphere and the poetry of his lyrics during that period, it's phenomenal music, and it's really lasting. I mean, you can listen to those songs now, and they sound more durable than a lot of the stuff that was considered heavy in the 60s.
Can you tell us more about what it is about that music that you love?
Well, it's interesting because you have a guy with a deep, friendly radio voice, cowboy. You know, he's from Oklahoma, and he's singing these menacing, mysterious lyrics. His voice has a little bit of menace in it also. And the arrangements, there's a mood and an atmosphere and a feel to the string arrangements and horn arrangements on these recordings that there's a lot of stuff happening all at once that never really resolves.
Is there a particular song that you would like to steer people toward?
Well, I think his probably his best example would be Some Velvet Morning, which was a duet he did with Nancy Sinatra, I think, in 1968. The song is unbelievable. And it's been covered by a lot of people and mentioned by everyone from Nick Cave to Sonic Youth and people like that as a masterpiece. And that song seems to be the best one to sum up the combination of things that he could put into one piece of music.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made.
Anything else, Ben? Is there just any other thought you've had after you heard that he passed away?
The one thing about Lee Hazlewood that's really great is when you listen to his music, you know that he was doing exactly what he wanted to do. I can't imagine him taking suggestions from anyone. There's a real formidable vision there behind what he's doing, even if it seems oblique or poetically impossible to figure out. You know that he was following his vision, and I can't imagine anyone talking him out of that path ever on anything I've ever heard by him.
Ben Vaughn, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ben Vaughn speaking with Amy Salad about Lee Hazlewood, who died last week. He was 78.